I certainly appreciated I think it was a Galen and a Molly and a Margaret sung last Sunday. Is that right? Y'all done a good job. I really appreciated that. I got blessed just over there listening in. I like blessings. I'll take all of them I can get. And I want to be a blessing. I don't know if you ever thought about it or not, but we'll strive to be a blessing. All right.
Okay.
Y'all come on. You going to sing with it, Brother Vernon?
No, not this morning.
All right.
I'm a part-time
singer. Amen.
You guys are going to have to practice more. You do a good job.
Yeah.
Like a woman at the well, I was seeking for things I could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. If you know it, help me. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So, my brother, if the things this world gave you leave hungers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to Him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Thank you so much.
You know, Jesus said that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Many times we come to His house and we leave, just like we got there.
That's right, preacher.
Maybe in worse shape we were when we came.
Bless your heart.
And it's all because of those words in that song. Fill my cup, Lord. We have the cup, but we don't present it to Him till He can fill it up. And I'm glad this morning that when we come in the meekness and humbleness of spirit, just you know, if people would just come to the house of God and just come, and I don't want to use that term just as you are, because it's a term that's used in the liberal church world today, and I don't like it. Because I don't think people need to come to church a lot of times just like they are out there in the world. But if we come in the right frame of mind, Jesus said you can be blessed.
Say again.
Amen.
And I get a blessing when I go to His house. Bless I may not always shout and tear the house up so to speak. But I get a blessing when that sweet heavenly spirit comes by.
Yeah.
What a blessing it is just to feel His presence and know. You know, one of the greatest assurances that we're one of His is when that sweet spirit comes and ministers to our soul.
Amen.
We can hear songs, we can hear preaching, we can do a lot of things. But there's nothing that brings the assurance like just the presence of the sweet spirit.
Amen.
So this morning, I encourage us and I exhort us to just lift up our cup to Him.
Well, it's good, Richard.
See what God
Amen.
Can do. Well, isn't it, you know, when you stop and think of what the God that we serve, we'll say He's got all power. He's everything. But yet, we sit around like that He's such a little old weakling that He can't even bless us or move upon us But he can.
Yeah, he can.
When we come in the right frame of mind.
Amen.
I thank him this morning for everything. I love the Lord.
Amen.
Psalm, it said, he anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I was watching a burning tear flying everywhere. I saw his cup running over. That's what God wants. I'll tell you right now, I'll step out of the way in a heartbeat, boy. I'd rather have the Lord just take the service of me than for him to make a awful mess ever was. But boy, I like what I see, what I feel here this morning. Appreciate the obedience of Sister Linda. What an appropriate song. I lift my cup. Fill it up, Lord.
Yes.
Boy, if you come, like the preacher said, with that kind of mentality, fill it up, Lord. I'll tell you right now, boy, the things of God are to be chosen over the things of the world.
Amen.
You ever think about what you really want in life? You ever think about what you're really in heart seeking? Really think responsibly when I don't know if that's the right word. Think about what you're really seeking and make eternal decisions.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord and dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Yes.
They may read my will one day. There might not be much on there, but I'll tell you one thing I want to put in there. He made the Lord his God one day. Someone said a woman back when the Catholic Church was persecuting Christians. It was during the days of Bloody Mary. And if they caught you going to church, I don't know if y'all listen to the radio much or not, but on the radio this week I heard in North Korea, they found some people worshiping the Lord and they brought them out and they publicly executed them in the front of their family members before they put them in the concentration camps. But they were executed because they loved the Lord. In a communist country, it's not as convenient as it is in our country to worship the Lord. But they executed them. But anyway, during this time of great persecution, a mother with her children was going to church. And she saw the henchmen coming. And she said, Lord, what will I do? What will I say? Lord, help me. And they pulled up and they said, Missy, where are you going? She said, I'm going to my father's house. My elder brother died, and I've got reason to believe that I'm included in the will. He let her go with that.
Amen.
Brother Howard, you got to thinking about that. He said, she's with me. And he called on the way back, and he said, how did it go, Missy? She said, yeah, I was in there. He left it all to me. Amen.
Amen.
He left it all to me. I've heard the first part of it, but only recently I've heard the second part of it. Another preacher heard that. He said, y'all ain't heard it all. He said, they'd come up on her on the way back home and said, how did it go? Because they didn't believe what she said. She said, he left it all to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew. Man, I don't know whether to mess with this or not. What you got? Somebody got anything on your heart? Well, you know, I won't turn it down, but I'm pretty much good to go right now. I was sitting there thinking, do I need water or not? And I don't want to say yes, I don't want to say no. Open your Bibles, Acts chapter number 1. We'll read 12 verses there. If you got a King James Bible, which is what you should have, what I'll read and what you'll read will say the same thing. And we'll both, the Bible said God's not the author of confusion, I don't want to confuse it neither. Or make confusion either. A lot of people make a big deal about, you know, which Bible. And when I say that, I mean they make a big deal over the fact that I want to use the King James Bible. And they don't think, you know, it's all that important. But God's Word's different than man's Word.
Amen.
Not one jot or one tittle will fail from God's Word. Man's Word, it changes continually. And, thank you, Brother Melvin. The Word of God, it's like God, it's eternal. It does not change. It says the same thing. Every time, in every place, it says the same thing. And, that's why I say, if you got the right Bible, what I'm gonna be reading here will say the same thing. In Acts chapter number 1, we'll read the first 12 verses. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. You can be seated. Thank you for standing and pray with me. Father, we thank you for the precious Word of God that tells us such exceeding great things. That, Lord, even when we read them, Lord, our mind goes, Lord, to that spot where you made your ascension to heaven. Lord, our heart, even today, is challenged. Lord, to think about men in days gone by that stood 10 foot tall for the cause of Christ, that wouldn't waver one word from the Word of God. And we stand in their shadow and holding on to their coattail. Lord, feel so inadequate and so unable to do anything to compare with what they've done. What a great foundation has been laid for the church, Lord, to have stability. And Lord, as I look around, Lord, I see its weakness. I see its withering, Lord, and giving in to worldly influence. And like Brother Vernon said, Lord, they're trying to come as they are instead of trying to come as they should. Lord, help us, I pray, even today, to be consecrated to God. Lord, to be, I pray, Lord, gaze and stop for the eyes of the world that they may look upon us and take note we've been with Jesus. Lord, fill, I pray, my home with oil. Anoint me from on high. And Lord, help me, I pray, as Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord giveth the ability. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Confess, Lord, to be no more than dust and ashes. Only a vessel, Lord, I pray, that you would use today for your glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. 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 I'm preaching today on the return of Christ. And I'll be reading quite a bit of Scripture, and I don't like to do that a whole lot because the Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit quickeneth. But I have to because I don't know no other way to approach this message. But let me read just a few more places here in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, the question is asked. And the disciples rightly asked this question, and I just want to read down to verse number 3 so that you'll know that he's on the Mount Olive. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, Israel, let me read some more here. I'm going to start in verse number 32. I'll cut the chase a little bit here. Verse number 32, the Lord, in an effort to answer their question, gives them a sign. And He said, a sign is a... I must have went... Yeah, I did. I went too far over. Sorry. He said, learn the parable of the fig tree. This is His sign. When His branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that the summer's nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all of these things, know that it's near, even at the doors. Then I say unto you, this is a key verse, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But at that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with a drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he's not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and upon him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord gave them a sign. The sign that he gave them is the picture of Israel, the fig tree. Israel became a nation again in 1948. They obtained possession of their land again in 1950. From 1948 to 2013 is 65 years. And 7 years of tribulation to that, and you get 72 years. From the time they possessed the land to 2013 is 63 years. And 70 years tribulation to that, and you get 70 years. Jesus said this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. In Psalms chapter 90, verse 10 through 12, says the days of our years are 70. That's 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80. That's 80. It's soon cut off and we fly away. Verse 12. Says, so teach us to number our days, that we may have our hearts unto wisdom. Not only do I believe the Lord is soon to come, but the Bible says now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Noah, there was violence. It was so much violence that it grieved the heart of God that it even made man. It repented him that he made man. God never had violence in mind for you and me. You know, my daughter brought the car home last night. And I went out there and looked, and the light was a-blinking. And I just got in the car and drove it up the store and put $20 worth in. What'd you do that, Brother Eddie? Blessed are the peacemakers. I knew my wife's going to drive the car to church this morning. I knew my daughter didn't have no money. And I knew there was only one thing to do, go put some gas in it. My wife said, how much gas in the car? I said, half a tank. You don't have to tell them everything, just tell them what they need to know, amen. Half a tank's in there. Wasn't nothing to fight over, amen. I'll tell you what, this is the finest bunch I've ever seen in my life. They'll strain on that and swallow a camel every chance they get. Well, that's the way it was in the days of Noah. They got a new thing now. It's called knock someone out with one punch. And some of them be walking down the street. And they don't even have to know them. They don't even have to know anything about them. And the funny thing is, they record it. And this guy walks up and just hits them, knocks them out. Bounce. Man, I'll tell you what, you ought not just pack a gun. You ought to pack it with a safety off and a hammer pulled back. I'm telling you, buddy, things ain't like they used to be. Lock the door. Charlotte's got dogs. Good thing, girl. I'm telling you, boy, these are perilous times. The Bible said the Spirit speaking personally that in the latter days, perilous times will come. I'm telling you, boy. Someone on the news this morning said they found a teddy bear that had an explosive device in it. A teddy bear. They just don't care no more. They send letters, got laced with ricin in it. They don't care no more. The anniversary of our beloved President John F. Kennedy showed over and over this week. Pow! Boy, we felt that. I remember I was in the fourth grade. No, I'll take it back. Third grade. It's in the third grade. I still remember the principal coming over the intercom that school day morning. And he said, our president's just been assassinated. We're dismissed in school. And I come out of that school building, little toe-headed boy. I saw him lowering that flag down. Brother Byron, I really couldn't understand the impact of that. I really couldn't understand it. I said there and went home. I mean, I was in shock thinking, good Lord, what's it come to? Now I tell you what, boy, they murder them by the multitudes now. They find mass graves. They found a husband and wife and two children buried in a shallow grave. Why? Violence! No respect, no regard. I'm telling you, we're just like it was in days of Noah. Mm-hmm. Only safe place I know, Molly,
amen,
is on the blood.
Amen.
Only refuge I know is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, boy, there. You know, it don't have to be like that. They got this Obamacare now. It's supposed to solve everything. I was wrong on this, and I'm glad to find out I was wrong. I was talking to my pastor about this morning. And I was telling him that I'd heard this at work. And in Obamacare, it says if your church has as many as 5 members, that you have to pay for the pastor, the preacher, to have workman's comp. I told my pastor that. He said, that's not right, Brother Eddie. I forgot how many members it is, but it's more than 5. I think he said 50 or something like that. What about that separation of church and state stuff? I thought we were supposed to be separated. I mean, we got people now losing their job. Because they have prayer. Mm-hmm. There's someone on the bus. School teacher just lost his job because he had a Bible on his desk. Because he had a picture on the wall of a president of this United States on his knees praying. He lost his job.
Oh my goodness. They were going
to hold him. I'm telling you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?
Yeah.
Righteousness exalteth the nation.
Right.
Sins are reproached to any people.
That's right. Amen.
I'm telling you, boy, we're under attack.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's mad and I'm glad. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I'm glad greater is here than us and here than the world. Amen.
Right.
I'm glad no weapon formed against me can prosper.
Right.
And come and shoot this body full of holes and I'm still alive. Say, gone to heaven, buddy. You didn't gain nothing. Just gave me a quicker way home, amen. I don't know what it'll look like when I get there, but I know I'm going to get there, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us can prosper. That's what eternal life's all about. Well, I ain't going to tell you they can't come here with a shotgun and put a hole in me. I'll just tell you this. Don't fear him. It's able to kill the body. And after that, he can do no more.
Right.
But fear him. It's able to destroy both body and soul in hell. He said, yay! Fear him. There's no fear of God today. That's why there's so much violence. The Bible says, by the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Men depart from evil. Well, who to worry about going to prison now? I mean, you got internet. You got exercise, 3 meals a day. You just go play volleyball, football, basketball, golf ball, any kind of ball you can think of. It's like being on vacation back when they busted rocks, back when they weren't on the chain gang. They shunned that place.
Right.
They're flooding trying to get in there now.
Right.
There's no consequences now. Man, they shoot somebody now. They reward them now. Now the victim's one on trial. They call evil good and call good evil.
Amen.
Let me say a little more about Obamacare. I ain't trying to be a politician this morning or trying to be political this morning, but I'm kind of glad I was wrong about that five-member thing there. But if you don't take Obamacare, you'll be fined and penalized. See, they kind of got you here. You remember the famous words, you'll know what's in it after you sign it. We're finding out a little bit. I listened a little bit Huckabee this morning. And it's pretty rough. You just wait. I just get a little bits and pieces. I mean, I ain't got it all put together yet. But let me share just a little bit with you here this morning. Wait till you find out what your copay is going to be. Anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 just depends upon the operation. Yeah, you'll know what's in it after you sign it. Hello. And as you watch this once godly nation, America, fall, remember what happened to the other nations that, like this nation, became secular. Amen. Hitler said, don't worry about Germany. Leave that to me. I'll tell you right now, buddy, he ruined it. Israel said, we want a king over us like other nations. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 5. They said, make us a king to judge us like the other nations. Verse 7. God said, they have rejected me. I should not reign over them. And Samuel tried to tell him. Here's what he said in verse 18. He said, you'll cry out in that day because of your king which you've chosen. The Bible said that blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. We're like Esau, we're trying to trade that blessing off. Yeah. What do you give me for it? Man, I'm telling you, sold out, sold cheap like Israel, sold ourselves to sin. We've lost the ability to bless you anymore. Just looking at a little bit of footnotes on the internet, and I don't know how you can take it any further. I mean, but by the way, Lady Gaga says she's got a boyfriend. He's a weirdo. At least she's got a boyfriend instead of a girlfriend. Amen. But oh, listen, and Miley Cruz or whatever her name is, wait till you see her in her new whatever kind of dress with no, you know what, underwear on. We ain't got no children here this morning. What's happened to us? Where did it slip at? How great a matter a little leaven leaveneth. I'm telling you, don't give no place to the devil. He'll make shipwreck of your faith. He'll ruin your testimony. He'll mar you. Oh me. I'm telling you, we need to number our days. Then we might apply our hearts to wisdom. I'll tell you how you can apply your heart to wisdom. Stay in church. Amen, Molly. Stay in church. The Bible said, until I went to the sanctuary of God, He said, then understood I therein. I may not have understood I was on my way to hell. I may not have understood I was in over my head to sin. But I'll tell you one thing, when I did stumble in the house of God, April 27th, 1988, I got saved. But I want you to know before that, I was an outcast. I was in sin without God, without hope in this world, as good as in hell.
Yeah.
I come in that day, and man, that man of God got up there and he didn't tickle my ear, boy. He done everything to get my lap. And I got mad. Oh yeah. I got mad at him, boy. I thought, but I'm going to hit him in the mouth on the way out of that door. He's having it, boy. And my wife, oh my God, when we get home, I'm going to beat her eyes closed. How dare her tell him everything I've ever done? It wasn't him. It wasn't her. It was God.
Amen.
And when God got done with me, Brother Melvin, I couldn't do nothing. But just ride and hold on. I had my hand on that pew. My knuckles turning white. My feet nailed to the floor. I tell you right now, God showed me I wasn't what I thought I was. I was lost, undone, without God. I need to get saved until I come to the house of the Lord. I didn't know that. That's why Paul told Timothy. He said, preach the word, boy. Preach it. He said, a time will come. They won't endure sound doctrine. He said, after their own lust, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itch in ears. That's somebody who wants to know what you want to say. They want to know what you want to hear so they can tickle your ear.
Right.
Man, we're mandated from God. It's like God told Jonah. He said, you go to Nineveh, boy. You preach the preaching I bid you to preach. When he delivered the message of God, I'll tell you what Nineveh did. They repented. I wish we could have some of that in America. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus said Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. But I'll tell you what today, a whole lot of repenting going on today. A whole lot of repeating, not a whole lot of repenting. But I'll tell you where wisdom comes from. You come to the house of God. You come to the church. You'll find out what's going to be like. You'll find out what's around the curve. You'll find out what's on the agenda. Amen.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. The latter part of that verse, I'm going to leave a bunch of it out. It says, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. That day is coming. I'm telling you, boy, there's a day coming. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 3 says, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know when I'll come upon thee. Stay in church. At least you'll know what's going on. You know, you can put your head in the sand if you want to. That won't change nothing. But I'll tell you what, that day's approaching, like on my car mirror out there. It says object in this mirror closer than they appear. I'm telling you right now, boy, just like that with God, they're closer than they appear. I'm telling you, it's now! It's at the door, amen! Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, he said verse 10, the day of the Lord will come. He said in the last days, there'll be scoffers saying, where's the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they did from the beginning. He's still coming. Amen.
Amen.
Well, oh, they scoff today. Oh yeah, they got atheists today with all kind of your money. They put them billboards up there. Enjoy your life. There's no hereafter. Well, unfortunately, God, who cannot lie, said there is a hereafter.
Yeah.
And He said you're either going to spend eternity in heaven or hell, depending on what you do with this Jesus.
Right.
He can be your Savior or He'll be your judge. The day is approaching. The day of the Lord will come. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37 says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. The Bible tells us also, 2 Peter chapter 3, hastening the day of the Lord.
Yes.
Man, I'll tell you what I wished I could do. I wished I knew what I could do to hurry that up. I've had it up to here.
Amen.
With nakedness, drugs, cursing, filth. Man, looking forward to going to that place where there's no more.
Amen.
No more. No more hypocrisy. No more cursing. No more nakedness. No more. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen,
amen, Brother Melvin. I wish we could go today. But preacher, there's a lot of people still ain't saved. No matter when He comes, there's going to be a lot of people still ain't saved. No matter when He comes, there ain't going to be no good time for the lost. Old song, wait a little longer. Please, Jesus. Listen, He ain't going to wait a little longer. One, the city's coming. He said, listen what He said. He said, because I've called, He's calling. We got that caller ID now. People go over and look, Brother Vernon, and they see J-E-S-U-S. They say, I ain't answering that. And He keeps calling. Somebody said, boy, I wish He'd quit calling. You better hope He don't. Amen, Brother Melvin. He said, because I've called and you refused, I've stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you set it not on my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. It's coming. Oh yeah. Then, when your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I'll not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. I'm telling you, hasten the day. God's warning is He's coming. But also God's welcome is come now. Come now, saith the Lord. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. He's got the cure. He's got the answer. He's got the solution. He's got the help. He's got the means. No one could save me. He can. No one could help me. He can. No one can heal me. He can. Oh yeah. Yeah, they sent for him, Brother Melvin, about Lazarus. And when Jesus knew that he's dead, he said, let us go. And they said, Lord, he's dead. He said, I'm glad for your sakes I didn't go.
Yeah.
To the intent you might believe. He got there, Martha and Mary, crying, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. Jesus said, show me the place where you laid him. He said, Lord, by this time he stinks. He said, did I not tell you to believe? After all that heyday was over with, they brought him to the grave. He said, roll away that stone. He knew what he was going to do before he ever left. He already knew everything. He already knew Lazarus was dying. He told him, he said, he's dead. He's sleeping, he's dead. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Someone said, if you hadn't named him, the whole graveyard got up. I'm telling you, buddy, nothing's too hard for him. Things are impossible. Men are possible with God. He's got what you need. Only problem is you don't realize how great you need it. If you're here this morning saved, you ought to raise a hand and say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
If you're here this morning lost, you ought to run up and say, Lord, I need you. Because I'll tell you right now, the day of the Lord, that angel said, this same Jesus that you see ascending is coming one day.
Amen.
In like manner. Right. Just like they sit there and watched Him go up. And just sit there gazing up into the heaven, watching Him go up. The angel said, He's coming back. Now, I didn't read all of Matthew chapter 24. The preceding verses talked about the second coming. After He comes for the church, He's coming for Israel. It's in the tribulation. It's bad. You can read that in the preceding verses. I read about the parable of the fig tree. If you want to know how He's going to come in the tribulation, every eye is going to see Him. For you and me, He's going to come like a thief in the night, and I'm ready to get out of here. Man, I'm ready to get stole away. I'm telling you what, buddy, to leave out in a moment, twinkle of an eye. Every time I see one of Dewey Cooper's signs on the side of the road that says Jesus is coming, Charlotte, are you careful? I say, glory! Hallelujah! I'm glad I'm ready! Amen!
Amen.
Witness to a girl this morning at Hardy's. She said, I'm ready. I said, if Jesus comes today, you ready? She said, name's on the book, sin's on the blood, I'm ready.
Yes,
I said, glory. It pays to be ready.
Yes.
Oh, we used to play hide and seek, William. And I remember after we counted like 100, we'd say, ready or not, here I come. And ready or not, He's coming. I'm glad I'm ready. I'm glad the bride has made herself ready to meet the groom, and I'm telling you, like a marriage, He's coming to take care of me and to take care of all that have put their trust in Him. He's got the means. He's got the money. I'm telling you, when you see the riches of Christ, you'll say, "Woo! The hide has not been told." And if you miss it, you'll say, "I was crazy. What was I thinking? Satan beat me out of it." And like Esau, you'll miss the blessing. Amen.
Right.
The return of the Lord generally disbelieved. It don't matter how many atheists or scientists explain it away. He's still coming. It don't matter how many churches give up. preaching about the second coming of Christ. He's still coming. It don't matter that the clock don't work. He's still coming. It don't matter the calendar day. He's still coming. And according to Israel, it ain't going to be long. The Lord using Israel as a sign. He said, this generation shall not pass. The little babies that were alive, depending on whether he wants you in 1940 or 1950, there made no difference. You don't talk in 2 years difference. The little babies that he used in that parable for an illustration, he said, the last one will not die till all these things be fulfilled. Talking about the wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and floods and famines, pestilence. He said, they're coming, but so am I. In an hour, you think not. If the Lord was to come today, how would it be with you?
Yes.
It'd be well with me. I'd just soon leave as to stay. Somebody wrote a song, I got leaving on my mind. I got leaving on my mind, Linda.
Amen.
Whenever he's ready, I'm ready, Carolyn. If the Lord wants to say, Eddie, I'm just going to come to you today, I say, even so, Lord Jesus, come. If you don't want to leave, you go ahead and stay. Stay as long as you want. I've had my fill. I don't enjoy down here no more watching sin put itself on display. I don't enjoy no more the filth of the world. I don't enjoy no more how they've exploited things. I don't enjoy that no more.
Amen.
I see people say they hear voices, they come in and shoot people for no reason at all. In the Navy shipyard. Just shooting them. I don't like seeing people come into the airport shooting.
Right.
I don't like to see them come in Fort Hood. Allah Akbar! Which means Allah is great. Oh, by the way, there's only one God and His name ain't Allah. And Muhammad ain't His prophet. Amen!
Amen.
Yeah, you on record? You better believe it, buddy.
Yeah.
What in the world would I fear a Muslim? What in the world would I fear a terrorist for? I'm going to have a Steve Selected make me a new song, a new sign for my car. I don't make exceptions for Muslims. God help the nation that does. Amen.
Amen.
Curriculum in our school books, they got 5 pages now, Carolyn. Muslim literature teaching the 5 pillars of Islam. That's where we've come. Yeah, we've come a long way. We've about made full circle. He's coming. They can have that heathenistic mentality. They can go ahead and teach our children the ways of secularism. I'm going to teach my children about the Lord. They may not receive it, but I'm still going to teach it.
Amen.
I can't make them, but I'll tell you one thing. I can show them.
Yes.
Anytime they want to go to a contest like Elijah, I can show them. But God makes a difference. I don't have to worry about 850 prophets, 400 of the Baal and 450 of the Groves. I don't have to worry about the numbers being so staggering, one against 850. Don't have to worry about that. One man prayed to the real God, and the fire fell, and they all stood in awe, and they all said, the Lord is God, and they killed all them false prophets.
Yes,
watch them polls. You better not be persuaded by the polls. Though hand, join in hand, God said they'll not be unpunished. You better watch who you're siding with. Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? Only the Levites came over there and the rest of them died. You better be careful about polls.
That's right.
Well, we've come down to a sad day. Jesus, in that discourse in Matthew chapter 24, 2 times, He said, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, many are coming in my name, saying, I'm Christ. He said, believe them not. He said, and deceive many. I'm glad I know in whom I have believed. I'm glad I know who's coming for me. I'll know Him when I see Him. How do you know Him, Brother Eddie? He said, my sheep know my voice. He said, I know my sheep. I know my name. He said, another, they'll not follow. He's coming. What about you today? If the Lord does come today, I couldn't put it past Him. I can't even say it's highly unlikely. I say we're overdue the coming of the Lord. I say we're in overtime. If He does come today, would you be ready to meet Him? Brother Mevin, if you and Sister Linda get a song. Father, we thank You. The clearness of thought, for the message, for the hour that You put upon our heart. And Lord, I'm just a messenger boy, but I do hope you is pleased, dear Father, today with what's been said and all that's been done. And Lord, I pray you put your blessing upon our efforts. Your word says you add to the church such as should be saved. And Lord, if there's any here this morning that should be saved, I pray today for the pricking of the Holy Ghost of God. I pray their heart would immediately be pricked. And I pray they cry out to get to that altar and get a refuge for their soul. Whatever you do, we'll praise you and thank you and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Thank you for bearing with me. I don't even know what the time is. We've not been that long. You'll think about eternity. You'll think about where you're going to spend eternity. Because today you can do something about it. Tomorrow, maybe too late. A doctor talking to a 17-year-old boy, Adrian Rogers said. He told that 17-year-old boy, he said, a lot of men your age are dying. Be careful. And the boy died the next day. And he stopped. I mean, a doctor said, be careful, son. Even him being careful died the next day. 17 years old. My daughter went out here at the age of 17. That's 17 number. She didn't get to fill her days. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. I'll tell you one thing. I know where I'm going to be found. I'll be found at Jesus' feet. You need to come this morning. You come on. Bless you, William. First way. You this morning. Lord, thank you for Brother William. Thank you, Father, for God's example. Lord, this is my little brother. Lord, I thank you, Father, for willing to show this morning how easy it is to step out and come down to this altar. Lord, I pray you bless him for his efforts. I pray, Lord, that the others join him on this altar. I pray, Lord, that Father, this morning, and Lord, you receive honor and glory. But Lord, you're worthy to receive the Lord of your suffering. Lord, so little praise is given, so little thought, Lord, is given to you. And yet, Lord, you're so deserving. I pray, dear Father, this morning, that Lord, you give the reward of our suffering. Give that joy that was set before you, that you was willing to endure the cross and despise the shame, just so we could bear your name. Bless, dear Father, this morning, your men of God. Bless your women. Bless, Lord, your children. Bless your church, Lord. Bless it, Lord, to be ready to come. Bless it, Lord, to be watching. Bless it, Lord, I pray to be found working. Bless it, Lord, I pray. You'll be witnessing, Lord, that welcoming soul to the family of God. Bless it. Bless you, Lord. Bless your brother. We thank you, Father, to be co-laborers together for the cause of Christ. Lord, I pray you do great exploits for your glory. Lord, I pray you lengthen his tent stage. I pray, Father, Lord, you give to his bosom, Lord, souls for the labor of God.
If you would ever have for us to go,
yes, Lord, help us, Lord.
You'd have thy people to walk in these last days. Father, I pray that you'll help us all to just have that vision, of the Lord, of the things that you'd have us to do.
Well, I don't just want it this morning. There's someone here this morning, the message was for them. If not all.
Lord, that
hour, give us that strength that we need. Won't you come this morning? Settle the old account. What excuse will you give?
Our place is going to be quiet, Lord, and our people. Oh, God,
bless you. Father,
Lord, to be able to stand in those
days. Help them. I truly believe this morning that the message was a timely message. I don't know how many more times we'll gather in the house of God before he does come, but I believe it's at the door, even at the door. If he don't come soon, we'll kill ourselves. If he don't come soon, they'll find more than motorcycles with suicide bombers blowing themselves up. They'll find more than airplanes crashing because people would not let God rule in their lives. We'll destroy ourselves if He doesn't come soon. We're bent on destruction. We're hell bound from the womb. Trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I forgot my suspenders this morning. Can't hold my pants up. I ain't got no hind end. It's just straight. All them gunnels, they just straight. There ain't nothing there.
Brother Eddie, I said this morning, the very beginning of your preaching that you talked about, the rules and things that our Supreme Courts are bringing, and I can go further than that. Even a pastor in this county was called a few days ago by an employee of the IRS. I'm not going to call names because for his protection he'd lose his job. But he forewarned this pastor in this county.
Yeah.
Dare County, I'm wrong. We're the line's
right. We're right at it. We're straight.
Dare County.
Yeah.
He warned this pastor that it was coming. And they're just waiting. It's already been made a rule. But the people that work for IRS, like this individual, is just waiting for them to tell them when to go and start implementing this rule with the churches. Not only is it the pastor, but anybody in the church that is paid, that church must have liability or workers' comp on those people, and they have to pay.
Right.
And churches who are not in compliance with this, when these representatives come around, are going to be fined.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Right.
Then and there. It's all what it's all about. They're trying to put away the little church.
Yeah.
They're trying to do away with it. And I'll tell you, we're living in the end time. My prediction is, and I'm not a prophet, and I've been doing some study this week on the prophets. There's a lot of false ones out here.
True.
God
True.
Has told us a lot in this book about the false prophets.
Amen.
Are prophesying lies.
Amen.
God's against them.
Amen.
I'm not telling you I'm prophesying, but my prediction is the next 3 years, if Obama lives, stays in office, the next 3 years we're going to see things that nobody has ever seen.
True. He's right.
Amen.
He's right.
I'm against him. I was against him to begin with.
Amen.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
And I know the Bible said not to call a man a liar, but he is a liar.
That's right.
He's already lied to our nation on TV. He is a liar. He is guilty. He knows today. You look at him on TV now, and you say, boy, you're saying some lot of things, and these people here loves him. Well, God have mercy on anybody that'll love him.
Amen.
I don't love him. I despise him. He's a Muslim. I will never vote for a Muslim if I know it.
You're right.
You say you're saying hard things. I love his soul.
That's
I pray that some way God would open his eyes.
Yeah.
And he'd repent of his sins and get right with God.
Amen.
But I despise even his looks. I don't like to look at him on TV.
Yeah.
Because he is a deceiver. I'm not smart enough to find him, but he's in the book of Revelation. He's in there as one of these beasts that's rising up to destroy and to kill. He's against Christianity. This is all about Christianity.
Right.
You can say it's about this. It's about Christianity. Right. And the devil is using him. But we're going to see things in the next 3 years. Our faith is going to be tested in these little churches.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, it's going to take something to stand.
Amen.
We better get on the rock. If we're not sure, if we're just hanging on to the edge, we better get up on the rock.
Amen. Amen.
Because if you're hanging on the edge, it ain't going to take much.
It's going to be a rough ride. Amen. It'll
knock you off. And so I guess the older I get, the harder I get.
It's all right.
They say you're so
dear heart.
You're just so opinionated. I've got opinions, yes. But my opinion's coming with the help of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, I tell you what, little churches like Cornerstone,
yeah,
if we love it, we probably got members here that says they love it and where they at.
Right.
I preach and I believe that you show your love for your church by the way you support it.
Amen.
Come once a month, every 3 months, you don't love it.
Amen.
They don't need this. They don't even need to have a right in the church to vote.
Amen.
I know they say I'm hard, Eddie, but hey, I'm what I am.
Amen.
And I don't care to stand to you or to this people or whoever. I'll stand and let them know where I stand, what I believe.
That's some salt.
They don't have to believe me. I ain't going to get mad at them, but I'm not compromising in these last days. My days are about over. Now, like the old Apostle Paul, he said, I'm coming to the end.
Yeah.
I've about finished my course.
Bless.
I've kept the faith.
Amen.
I've been faithful. I have.
Yeah.
I've not always been faithful. There have been times I've maybe slipped around a little, but God knows this morning I've been true.
Amen.
And I've been faithful to Him and His Word and the preaching to the best of my knowledge and ability. And just that's all you can ask of a man. And that's all God expects of us. Do the best we can according to our ability.
Amen.
He gave one five talents, one three, and one.
Yeah.
The one that had the one, he didn't expect him to do what the other one did because of his several ability,
right,
the Bible said.
Right.
Now, but he, when the end, when he'd been faithful and he had used what God had given according to his ability, he got the same reward as the other.
That's right.
You may be higher up on the totem pole than I am, but in heaven you'll not enjoy it anymore than I will.
Amen.
And I plan to go there, don't you?
We'll
but
see.
People, we gotta get our eyes open and our ears unstopped and get our hearts in tune with God and get ready for a battle.
Amen.
We ain't saw nothing yet.
Amen, brother man.
It's coming. It's coming. I if the Lord, you know, I wouldn't. You talk about going on today. Well, I'm ready to go if He wants me, but I hope He lets me stay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to roll up my sleeves in these last days and stand toe to toe with the devil looking in the face.
Amen.
Stand for Him. So like, oh, it'd be all right to go on to heaven today and get out of it, but I want to fight for Him, don't you?
Amen.
Till the end. Well, may the Lord bless.
Bless you, brother.
Feel good this morning. So.
You know, the world wants to get rid of John the Baptist preachers that say it ain't lawful for you to have her, and they want to cut the head off like you're talking about the little churches. But you can't silence that voice. You cut the head off and got to raise up 10 more. Amen.
Right.
Appreciate what the preacher said there. He's right. There's an effort being made to silence the preaching of the little church because the little church, they're not under subjection. The big churches are. The big churches, man, I'd say it like this, but they just don't preach like little churches do. They just kind of try to tickle ears and keep them together. But the little church, buddy, he works. He plows straight, makes his furrows like it's supposed to be, preaching precept on precept and line upon line what thus saith the Word of God.
Amen.
God loves the little church, I believe. Amen.
What are we going to do when they forbid us to come here on Sunday morning?
I'll be here. I'll be like Daniel. That's where they'll find me. Amen. They just have to come and arrest me. They'll have to throw me in the lion's den. They'll find out one thing, my God's bigger. Amen.
Like when communism began to take its toll a number of years ago, according to history, the little country parish down there, they sent some of their officers down there to guard the place that Sunday morning. And people come up and they said, you can't go in.
Yeah.
If you go in to worship today, we're going to have to take you into our custody and we're going to have to take you down to the authorities. And they'll deal with you. People turned away. There's a little girl come up, about 12-year-old, by herself, had her little Bible, dressed in a little dress, pretty little hairs in her head, on her hair, her pretty little flowers and all prettied up. They said to her, honey, you can't go in there and worship. And she said, why? And they said, well, said there's been some ruling passed and said, if you go in, we're going to have to take you into our custody and take you down to the authorities. She said, I want to go in and worship. And they said, we can't stop you, but if you do, just know what's going to happen when you come out.
Yeah.
The little girl said, I'm going in. She started in, and the officer said to her again, said, honey, do you know what you're doing? Yes, I know. I'm going in to worship this morning.
Yeah.
She went in, and she came out a few minutes later. They stopped her at the door and took her by the hand as she went out and said, "Honey, do you know what you've done?" "Yes," she said, "I worship my Lord." Yeah. And they said, "Why did you do that?" Said, "You're such a sweet little girl, but we've got to take you down to the authorities." Said, "Why would you do that with us telling you what the rule is?" She said, listen to what she said. She said, "I did it because..." And he said, the officer said, "We don't know what they'll do to you, but it could mean death." She said, "That's all right." She said, "That's why I came to worship him this morning. He died for me."
Amen.
And she said, "What can I do
but
give my life for him?"
Amen.
That's where we ought to be. And Paul said for me to live is Christ.
Amen.
When I got up this morning, this day, my life this day is Christ.
Yeah.
It's the Lord's day. Amen. And it'll be that way to Monday and Tuesday too.
Amen.
But you know, Paul said for me to live is Christ. That's wonderful. What
Amen.
Better is there in this life than to live for Christ? I don't know nothing any better, do you?
Amen, bro.
All the sports, all the events of the world, all the pleasure, and there is pleasure in sin for a season.
Right.
I know there's pleasure in it. Bible said there is.
Yeah.
And I've had people that, I've heard preachers tell the lost people, there's no pleasure in sin. That's a lie.
Yeah.
There is.
Amen.
That's why they're in it.
Yeah. That's right.
But it's for a season. It'll soon come to an end. But Paul said,
the last is
staying
of life matter.
He said for me to live is Christ.
Yeah.
But to die is gain.
Sin,
that's
the Bible,
what we're going to receive it all.
Sin, the Bible said at the last, it stingeth like an adder, it biteth like a serpent.
Yes.
It's not fun in the end. It's fun when you're living it up. It ain't fun when you're paying. Bless you, Brother Vernon. Oh, it's good this morning. I like it like this.
If we serve for the Christ, we're long to the ruin.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I thank the Lord today, Brother Eddie, for the message. And I thank you for the testimony I just heard.
Amen.
And you know, with our lesson like it was today, selling our birthright.
Right.
I know I've got a new birth.
Amen.
And I know I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so easy to sell out.
Yeah.
Things we do, the things we say, the little things that comes through our mind. You know, Christ ain't worthy of that, or is worthy of all our praise.
Yeah, he is.
Glory.
He's worthy.
It's not worthy for us to do the little things that we might do from day to day.
Amen.
I think how easy it is to fail.
Yeah.
We just need to look up daily.
That's right.
Without him by my side, I couldn't do it.
Amen. That's right. The Lord is our strength. Yeah.
I don't want to say
our salvation, yeah. Oh. I'll tell you, boy. I need to leave a service like this and I'll be ready to meet him. We may walk outside and he may be there on the outside and say, "Let's go home." Hallelujah. Woo!
I love the Lord this morning. I praise him. I thank him for the blood.
Amen, Molly.
You know, Brother Ben saying he's going to heaven.
Right.
I don't know how he's
going to
heaven. Eternal life. And here on this earth, there's nothing eternal. It's all going to be gone.
That's right. It's going to perish.
And I would not give up what I feel in my heart today from what this world has.
Amen, Molly.
Because what I've got is real.
Amen.
What they got is not.
Yeah.
I love him this morning.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to him coming back, and whatever I've got to face, if they cut my head off, I'm still going through.
Same here.
I praise the Lord.
I don't know what alternative we got. I mean, I don't like, I'm not looking forward to somebody shooting me or cutting my head off, but just tell me what alternative you got.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to shoot you whether you believe or not. They're going to kill you no matter what. Why not die with eternal life and lay this body down and take another nap? I'm just telling you now, the day and hour, these are perilous times. Men's hearts are failing with fear.
You know, it doesn't matter whether we're Christians or not. There's people driving around. I told Linda this morning, I turned on the Louisville News this morning, and there's some breaking news. A Kroger employee got off work last night, 10 o'clock, went out to his car, was shot down, murdered.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I've got a sister and a niece and a sister-in-law, relatives that works for Kroger there in Louisville, and said the police were begging for somebody if they just know anything. You know, there's people driving around this morning just looking for somebody
right.
to kill.
You're right.
It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you are.
You're right.
You know, I remember a few years ago people would drive before hunting laws got as strict as they are now. They'd drive through the country this time of year with a loaded high-powered rifle in their truck, and they'd look for a deer, put pull over the side of the road and kill them out the window. Now they're doing people that way.
It's true.
You know it?
That's true.
And they'll do more as much for you today. Our law will kill the deer as it will kill somebody.
That's right.
But they're out just seeking whom they... You know, we're living in a crazy generation of people.
Just like what the Bible said.
You're exactly right. We better be ready for whatever. I don't know who might take a pop at me. I've had a pop taken at me a few years ago, but that's another story. That was quite some time driving home from work because it was all over preaching the word.
Wow.
And when you stand against it,
that's the right kind of trouble, brother.
They despise the cross of Christ.
That's right.
And they're out there.
That's the right kind of trouble there.
I'd better try to shut up.
If I'm going to be in trouble, that's the kind of trouble I want to be in.
Me too.
I want to be in that kind of trouble. Anybody else got a word? I ain't no hurry. The clock's gone. Spinner's gone.
I see some of the wildest driving anymore around Dare County. I ever seen. I mean, they'll run up behind you trying to turn you.
Everybody's in a hurry going nowhere, ain't
they? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Margaret, she was there to make a left turn the other day. You returned to them. And this car's hit fires and don't have a
Yeah. I pull over now and let them go by. I'm just seeing like it.
They spend dope in this.
Yeah.
I mean, they sure
look, I completely stopped in the road. Let's have about it. My heart's been up in my mouth. How many times since we've lived down here?
I'm gonna take my rearview mirror off. They scared me. I look. Here comes the grill. It's flying. It's getting bigger, coming up on. I'm in that little truck, thinking I don't know how this is gonna be.
They were rampaging in it.
Yeah.
He's running to one. He's yeah. Two people in the town.
Yeah. The Bible talked about the devil, said he's going to and fro on the earth. That's the way they're going, full of devil, going to and fro. In a hurry going, in a hurry coming, going nowhere, still in a hurry.
Linda says that's just Kentucky drivers.
That's what Noah Brahman over at the Baptist Church said. His wife said, Noah, she said, you do pretty good. You get behind the wheel and you just lose it. He said, I couldn't even argue with her. Are we done? We are. Let's all stand. And Brother Melvin, you dismiss this word of prayer, brother.
You know, the church today, which one here?